Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
55436.
Okay, I do thank you for that.
Who am I talking to again? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Laquana, L-A-Q-U-A-N-A.
Thank you. Okay. You have been accessing my bank account and charging me every month for something that I did not buy, nor did I order, nor did I receive. And you owe me $739.18 for money that has been taken out of my bank account, and I don't know how you've been accessing it, but no more will be taken.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do have to locate an account so I can see what's going on. You said your zip code is 55436. May I please have the first and last name?
Marjorie. Marjorie Brown, like the color.
Okay, and can you verify that address for me?
5040 Windsor Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55436.
I do thank you for that. Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. I did locate an account for the eye serum as well as the face cream.
I don't have any of that. I'm not receiving anything from you. If I was receiving something, I would know it. And nothing has come from you.
Okay, the most recent one, well, that shows that that one is in transit. But prior to that, in December, it shows that the product was delivered on December 29th. In November.
What is the name of your product?
It is. It's the Derma Vanilla Eye Serum and Face Cream.
D-E-R-M-A?
Yes, V-A-N-I-E-L-L-A.
V-A-N-I-E-O-A-A?
No. V as in Victor, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, I as in Igloo, E as in Edward, L as in Lion, L as in Lion, A as in Alpha.
Boy, I've never heard of that, nor have I seen it. And I don't know how you're delivering anything to my house when it's not getting here.
Well, I get
Amazon here all the time, and I'm not getting anything from you.
Yes.
No, I'm not. And I don't know how you can say that you've been delivering it, because nothing is coming here.
Well, I do have the tracking number for all of the products. That shows that were delivered.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
How big is the item? What size is it?
It should be, I think it's 0.5 ounces. Let me make sure. Yes, ma'am. It's 0.5 ounces.
And how many of these products should I be having now? This has been going on since when? November?
Yes, you should have one, two, and one is on the way, which makes three.
Nope. The only thing that I use is it's the thing that I buy on Amazon. It's a cream, just a regular cream that's like Noxzema cream. I don't use anything else, and I don't know how you are saying you sent this to me when I haven't gotten it. I get Amazon almost every day here, or every couple of days.
We're not Amazon, ma'am.
Delivers am. Well, my mail delivery comes every day too. So how are you sending it? Through the mail?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my mail service person is not delivering anything coming from you. And you've taken $739 out of my bank account. And you're not getting any more because I'm calling the bank in the morning telling them to remove those because they will. I don't owe you anything.
Well, they wouldn't remove the charges, ma'am. What they would do is provide you with a provisional credit depending on the outcome of the investigation. If they deem that
these
charges...
Okay, well, they'll investigate it.
Yes, ma'am, and it's not a fraudulent charge. It looks as though the account was not canceled and it turned into a monthly subscription. So that's why you see the...
I didn't order anything for a monthly... I never do that.
Well, what I can do, ma'am, I can get you transferred over to our fraud department and have our fraud department assess the account. And if you're stating that being that all of the information has matched, the last thing they can go off is the IP address, and they can see what device ordered these products, and they'll also have the telephone number, the address, and the person's first and last name that's associated with that IP address. So they would be able to file charges on your behalf, being that someone used your card fraudulently. So I can definitely get you transferred over to the fraud department, so they can assess this account.
How long will that take, you think? Because I didn't know that this was going to be that long, and it's getting close to when my husband's going to be coming home, and he's going to want me to make dinner for him. So can you give me the telephone number to the fraud department?
No, you can only get transferred to them. I'm transferring you now.
All right.
So it's not going to be long. So allow me one moment while I get you transferred over.
All right.